I was already sleeping and I woke up at like 11:40 and I was like, oh shit, I have to record at 12. I was so scared that you had already gone to bed.
But I actually did, man. Like, I was just listening to Marie Kuti and I just slept off, man. Then you called me. I was like, shit, that's true, man. I have to record this.
I'm so happy I called, though.
Yeah, we're here now, man. That's what matters.
Yes. Okay, do you want to introduce? Okay, obviously you have to introduce yourself, but just tell me when you're ready, and then when you're ready, just introduce yourself.
No, you introduce me.
Are you serious? Okay. So you guys, we have Primo, DJ Primo, on the podcast, and we're basically going to be talking about everything DJ Primo, how DJ Primo started, plans DJ Primo has for December, and just basically everything being a DJ.
DJ Primo Tease Me.
Before we start, this is supposed to be my homework, but like I need to understand what a DJ does. Because we have like people that produce. Mm. And then we have DJs. Like, what's the difference?
Okay, so the difference between DJs and producers is that DJs play music and mix between different songs, while producers make beats and mix vocals so that they can fit in the beats.
Oh, yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense.
A basic explanation. But like, a DJ can be a producer can be a DJ. Both of them are, they work hand in hand. An artist can be a DJ or a producer, or even both of them. Yeah, that's a very basic definition.
Okay, so what gave you the audacity to do something that's not necessarily generic? Like, it's not something that's common for everybody to be like, I want to be a DJ. Do you get, like, people say, I want to be a doctor. Oh, people say, I want to be a podcast host. But, like, DJ is different. So what do you think gave you the audacity to do something that is not very common?
Firstly, I never saw myself doing any of those generic stuff like I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't for me. Funny enough, at first, I wanted to be a footballer. Then I wanted to be a YouTuber. Then I wanted to be an artist. Then I won't really say I wanted to be a DJ, but like I was just good at this when I was just practicing with my friend, so to S1 of that, yeah. So like, bro, you need to take this shit serious, man. Like, you need to start like playing, like publicly posting. You need to start putting yourself out there, like you can actually make it for real. I didn't believe in myself. I was a very shy person in secondary school, yes.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really have any friends, so I thought that no one was going to support me. So basically, my friend was like, bro, you need to start taking shit serious. Then I now dropped my first mix just for fun on SoundCloud. Like, I didn't really think I was going to be a DJ for real. I was like, man, let me just get him off my ass because he was disturbing me about it. He kept on pressing me, bro. Like, you need to start, like, pushing yourself out there for real. You guess?
Yeah.
Then, bit by bit, started popping off, man. He was telling all his friends to listen to my shit, to listen to my music, to my mixes, posting about me every day, hyping me up every day. Then his friends now became my friends and my supporters. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Maybe there's a chance. Maybe there's a chance because, like, a lot of people started supporting me. Then I entered the competition for, what was another competition again? Can't really remember, but yeah. It was for 100K. Then when I started seeing like people vote for me, I was like, okay, yes, I'm going to be a DJ. Like, I'm no longer playing. Like, I'm doing this one for sure. Yes. But yeah, that was when it happened. So obviously, my mom was not supposed to never. I'm Nigerian.
Okay.
That can never happen. But yeah, I'm excited.
For being a DJ, right?
No. I'm excited to be on the podcast. This is the first time I'm on a podcast, like.
Oh, I like to be lost. Period. I'm always the first for everybody. Period.
I like talking a lot. You show me. Anyways, yeah, continue with the question. Sorry for interrupting.
That's fine. That's so funny because it goes into my next question. Like, where do you think that parental support stands when you're doing something like being a DJ?
It goes a long way, man. I'm not going to say it goes a long way because, like, if your parents have your back, if they're behind you, they'll be able to support you emotionally and financially. That's the important one, financially.
Do you actually get, especially in this Lagos?
If you're in UK now or US, you can say, even my parents don't want to give money, I can go and work in McDonald's or something and save up. But you cannot go and work in the Republic. Like, you're going to be getting chicken change.
Do you actually get? You wait till the end of the month to get a salary.
So, man, parental support is very, very important. It's very, very important, man. Like, you need to show them why you want to do what you want to do. Like, my parents didn't support it from the start. But when they started seeing people fucking with them, and I one day I sat them down and I prayed for them, and them to they dance and they enjoy themselves. Yeah, that's when they started supporting me. Because they saw the vision as well.
But do you think that if somebody does not have parental support, they can still be successful?
Definitely. You can still be successful.
But it'll be harder.
It'll be harder. But then, if you have God, you can do anything else. That's right. Literally, you can do anything else.
Okay, where do you think your friends come into the picture? Like the support of your friends?
Support of my friends. Ah, that one. Wow, this story is long. Because like there are different times where like my friends are really come through for me. But I think the most important time was when all my guys were tagging me on that homecoming post.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think they posted who do you want to see at homecoming 22. Then like everybody from my school, they're tagging me, everybody, like even people I don't even know too. They're tagging me, guys abroad were tagging me, bro. It was crazy. It was mental. Like I literally cried that day, man, I swear, because I've never seen that much love in my life before. I kid you not, man. It's crazy.
Crazy.
But yeah, support from friends is very important. Because like it also like boosts your confidence and keep you going, you get. When there's no one behind you, you just want to give up, you get. Yeah. I'm not going to say that, even me too, there was time I wanted to give up. But like, yeah, I had people behind me to just push me back up and like be like, oh yeah, just be like, you need to focus on what you're doing, stop doing this, do this right. Yeah.
Ooh, makes sense actually. But do you think that like, now that you're being a DJ, now you're very known as a DJ, like, the whole thing is DJ Primo. Like, people think that your name is DJ Primo, basically. Do you think that, like, when you know those kind of people, or, like, people know you to that extent, do you think that that has made you more chill or more tight when it comes to, like, letting people in? Because you have a very, like, social job. Do you think you have to be more chill now that you're a DJ, or do you think you have to be more, like, uptight because, like, people may want to necessarily, like, fams, if that makes sense.
I feel you. Well, I don't really call it fams, man. I always call it showing love, man. There's nothing wrong with showing love, you get.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I can talk to anyone. If you talk to me, I can reply to you. I get the question, you get.
Yeah.
But, like, we're not going to become best friends. You feel me? Like, that's where, like, there's a difference. You feel me? Yeah. But, like, obviously, not just anybody can come into my life. But, yeah, sure. I mean, I like making new friends. There's no problem for that, but like obviously the person has to have sense. That's when it can come to my life and like we can talk on a regular basis. Yeah.
Makes sense. You're still in school, right? I mean, I know you're still in school, but like for the people.
Yeah, in my 3rd year.
How do you balance being a DJ and being in school? Because that is probably very difficult.
Do you know what's crazy?
I'm listening.
So many people have asked me this question and I don't know how to answer the question because I don't know how I do it. Like, I just do it. I swear. I literally just do it.
And you do very well.
I'm not even joking. I mean, there was a time that one had to suffer. Yes, that was my second year. In my first year, yeah. Second semester, I was focusing on DJing. Then my academics suffered, like, I was missing classes, you get, and then I'll come back from shows, I'll be tired, I'll be like, man, fuck that test, man.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, my academic life suffered. Then I was like, nah, man, I've changed. And now I'm focused on my academics. Then my DJing, I don't really say suffered, but, like, it was slow, you get.
Yeah.
But then, all of a sudden, like, I just found a way to keep both of them going. That's obviously by studying and practicing as well. Yeah. And, like, yeah, also, I feel like a timetable helped me a lot. Like, I know what I'm meant to do by this time. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, I have to be committed to what I'm meant to do by that time. So, today, if I'm going to read, I'll read. I'll make sure I read. When I'm done reading, I'll DJ. Tomorrow, same thing.
Do you think you're, like, very stable now when it comes to, like, balancing both of them? Like, nothing is suffering,
yeah.
Kind of. Okay.
Yeah. I'm very stable now. Thank God.
I'm also in my third year, so I'm very, very excited to leave school and just, like, focus on what I want to do properly. Are you also looking forward to that?
Me, I'm always, like, I'm like a people's person. Like, I like being around people. And I like when people are around me, you get. Obviously, yeah. I love the guys in my school. Like, I love the people around me in our community. You get. So, like, I only say I'm excited to leave. Like, I don't want to rush.
Yeah, I feel that.
You get. Like, I still want to take my time and enjoy the company around me. You get. But at the same time, I also want to leave so that I can actually lock in on my DJing and focus 1,000,000,000%. You get. So, maybe like 50-50. Yeah, but a lot of people have asked me that. But like, why are you still in school? Even parents. Parents have asked me why have I not dropped out, I swear.
But you're almost done.
I'm almost at the finish line, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I also want to use my degree for something.
Yeah.
Never know now, next 15 years, I can be a politician.
Hey. Wait, what are you studying again?
Information science and media studies.
Ooh, okay.
Those guys just mix some courses, man. But it's basically like mass comm and computer science. Yeah.
Well, that works.
So, like, yeah, sure, it's a cool course.
Yeah, sounds cool, actually.
I like it, though.
Okay, next question. You have a song with Misha and Ned K called Samurai. Can you just, like, run us through how that came about?
Yes, sir. Samurai, yeah. So it was... Anyway, we made Samurai last year. Yeah, like 2 days before we had exams. We made Samurai 2 days before we had exams. Like, it was in my room. I was like, I called Ned, I'm sure. I was like, you guys, come to my room. Let's do something before exam. Yes. Then Misha now played Samurai. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this, bro? Like, I was literally going crazy. Then I now did some touches as well. Obviously, some magic now.
Period.
Yeah. It was just beautiful. Yeah, the beat came out beautiful. Then it took Ned, like, yeah. It took Ned not too long for him to crack a melody for that hard beat, because I know that beat is very difficult for an artist to jump on.
Yeah.
You get. But I mean, he did it, you feel me? Very special record. Shout out to Ned and Misha.
Shout out to them. Okay, next question. Your native lineup, how did you react to that? Like, first reaction, how you saw it, all of that.
No, I mean, to be fair, though, I've always been a person of, like, I've always been that kind of guy that has that mindset that, okay, what I want, I've already achieved it. Yeah. I just have to work hard to get that thing. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, 2 years ago, when I used to practice during COVID, like, 5 to 7 hours a day, you get, in my mind, I already know that I'm with GA and Native Land. You get. So it didn't really shock me when they reached out to me. You get.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in that team already knew me. You get, so like, obviously, why would you not call? Like, you get, like, yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems crazy, man, I swear, because that was where the passion began, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, when I was at Danny Timland, remember the Danny Timland that is still showing now?
Yes, I was there. That was the last one, though.
Yeah, that one. I was there. Like, that was the first concert I went for alone. Before I used to go to concerts with my dad.
Okay.
And shit, at a hotel. But yeah, that was the first concert I went for alone. And, like, I really enjoyed that shit. Even when the DJ was playing, like, the way the crowd was going, bro, I said, damn, I must make people go crazy like this, or even crazier, you guess. Then after that day, I started DJing, like, for fun, you guess. In my mind, I'll be like, I even have a video where I was DJing in a house party, and I was shouting, native land. You guess. They thought I was going crazy, but they don't know that I've already seen the future.
Period. Okay.
But yeah, man, I just want to thank God for real.
Amen.
Because it can only be God, I swear. It can only be God, man.
Okay, what do you think is the coolest part of being a DJ? Especially being so young.
Coolest part of being a DJ. Aside from the money, I'll say meeting celebrities, yeah.
Meeting celebrities
is actually so cool. Yeah, I remember when I met Spino, guy was too fresh, but I was like, bro, there's no way this nigga just shook my hand right now. Like, it was crazy, man. The way I look up to that man, man. And I literally just saw him in my own eyes. You guess. And I even made him go crazy in the club. Like, that was just so cool. You guess, like.
Yes.
But yeah, DJing's. Yeah, I don't even know, I can't even put it into words, man. It's just too much, I swear.
Do you think that's made you become more like, because you said you used to be very shy, do you think that was what made you more social, or like it just be growing up that you just became more social?
Well, I was shy, I was social when I was comfortable.
Yeah.
You get.
Yeah.
But like, in the public, like, if I don't know you, like, I'll be shy, but if I know you, I'll be social, I'll talk to you, I'll make you laugh. We can play games, like, you get. We can have fun when I know you, when I'm comfortable with you. But like, if I don't know you, I'm always say a word.
Yeah.
You get. Maybe the next day, I can now go and search for you and stalk you on IG or something. Then we can ask, start yanni.
Yeah.
You get, like, that was some kind of shit I can do before. Now, I'm more social, I'm more outgoing, you get. I talk to more people. Just hey, hi, nothing too serious yet. But at the same time, I feel like I'm still shy a bit. You get?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's calm.
Do you think you'd recommend being a DJ to somebody else?
Well, I can't recommend being a DJ to anybody, because in this life, you have to follow what you want.
Yeah.
That's the only way for you to get true fulfillment. Like, you can't do what I want you to do. You have to do what you want to do. But if someone is interested in being a DJ, I'll tell them to go for that shit, man. Like, if you love the arts, why not? Go for it. Dream big. You never know what can happen. Because that was me one day. I like the arts. I dream big. And now my dreams are coming true.
Do you think it took enough time? Or do you think it happened very quickly? Like, what would you say if you want to give advice to somebody that's also taking the same path and is looking at you like, oh, when am I going to be as big as Primo?
Oh, I'm not going to lie, everybody's race is different. Like, me, my own race, sharp, why? Because of God's grace and connections. Not everybody has the same connections, you guess.
Yeah.
My uncle was big in the music industry. Like, you know how big Mavins is right now?
Yeah.
That's how big his record label was in, like, 2000s. Like, the biggest, you guess. So everybody in the industry knows him. Once I say my son's name, they're booking me for that show. You get?
Yeah.
So obviously I have some privileges that like people don't have. So you can't compare yourself to me because of you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But yeah, at the end of the day, everyone's race is different. Everyone's time is different. Life is turn by turn. You'll be hot today, tomorrow you'll be cold. Like, that's also the truth. You guess, just like It's just up to you to make the most of what you have while you're still here. You feel me? And go to make sure that it lasts for long.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Lagos in December is coming up. Do you think being in Lagos helps with your job?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Like I was at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Yes, like being in Lagos definitely helped me a whole lot. Because like from what I've heard from other DJs, like people in the UK, they're not really supportive to DJs, you get. Yeah. So imagine if I went to UK now, like even if I was good, like they don't really show love.
Yeah.
Like that, like compared to Lagos, you get. And like also if I went there, I probably won't even know like most guys there, you get. So like, they'd be like, who's this guy? It's like starting all over again. But like staying in Lagos definitely helped me. Like that was a good decision.
Okay. Yeah. So before I round up, I have one more question. So you know when you are into something, like you're a DJ now. I'm not a DJ. So like if somebody sends me their work, I'm just like, this is not that nice or this is good. Like there's no chica, there's nothing constructive about the advice I'm giving. But like if somebody were to send me their podcast now, I'm not going to be like, okay, this is what you need to work on. This is what you need to do get fixed. So do you think that like being an artist and like having your own field makes you more like constructive when it comes to like seeing other people's work? Because I feel like, you know, with like SoundCloud rappers now, me, I can just be like, oh, this is rubbish. But like somebody else that's also doing the same thing, it's like, oh no, like it's not all bad. You can work on this, you can work on that. So do you think that now being in this space has made you like see other people's work in a more like constructive way than just saying, oh, this is all bad or this is all good?
Yes, definitely. Like it actually helped me a whole lot because like I'll be able to help you because of like based on what I know, you get and what I know basically, I'll just like give you tips or this can be better if you do this, work on this, find a better producer or focus on writing better lyrics, change your sound, something like that, you guess. But then if I'm watching a YouTube video, I won't really be able to say, oh, you should do this better. Because, like, you guess. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. It just helps.
You also think it's helped you, like, not necessarily be more humble, because I think you're a humble person, but, like, be more open to beginners in the same space as you.
Yes, definitely. Like, because of me, I will always remember where I came from. I remember when I needed advice, criticism, and help from other DJs I used to look up to, And then they replied me. I felt really good. Like, it kept me going, Like, it pushed me to be like, yes, okay, I can do this, So, definitely, I want someone else to feel that way, If you reach out to me, check this out, or can you listen to this, or see what I did, definitely, I'll check it out and I'll give you my feedback. Is it good? Yes, it's good. Keep going, man. Keep pushing. Yeah. Because, like, it's the little things that go a long way.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Okay. So, tell us all the events that you have coming up in December. You know, this is why I wanted to do this episode, like, the week before. Because I know, like, next week, many things are starting. So, I was like, we need to do this now so that we can know all the events that we have to attend. So, tell us the events that you have coming up.
I know. Okay, so today is the 14th of December, officially kicking off this December for JPO. Yeah. Tonight, we have Vertical Rave. That's, the concert. Spinner will be there, J Consequence will be there.
Okay.
Zeri, that Puff Puff Pass guy will be there. Black Bones, Crayon. Those are the headliners for the events. And I'll be the resident DJ, for the concerts. Then on Saturday, we have even with Skylar Tyler. She's a popular sort of, I'm a piano DJ headlining, DJ 6-7s, even day, shout out to 6-7. Then we have Bubu Land, that's on Bubu's event. We go Party With Your Dreams with DJ Spino, my goat. We have the Aquarium. On the same day, Sunday, we ask God in X-Way by Halo. Code 9, Mardi Gras with Smalls DJ. We have Soundland. I'm excited for that. Native Land.
On the 22nd.
We have Fajini Reku.
Yeah.
I said, Native Land on the 22nd. Like, need everybody to show for that, man. Yeah, everybody should pop out for that, for real.
I'm going to be there too, by the way.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to you too.
Yeah, we have Fajini Reku. And then, also on the 23rd, we're going back to Engine Room. That's my favorite venue in Lagos. Shout out to Engine Room, man. Anybody that's doing a party and you're listening to this, you should do your event at Engine Room because that place is the shit for real. Trust my word. Just take my word for that. Course. Trust Jipuno. Then on the 26th, we have Even Day. Oh, yeah. So we have just 3 years of rest, basically. Thank God. Like, then 27th of December, we have So Giddy. That's a new date that just came up. Then Run the Deck. 28th, we have Nirvana and Psych Central, hosted by S1 and Lua. I knew you had pop up for S1, man, because if there was no S1, there's no DJ Primo. Like, that one is another story for another day that we need to talk on this. I want another episode on this podcast, maybe like two.
We're going to have another episode, trust. Don't worry.
I'll be satisfied.
I'll make space for that, trust me.
Because I'm more this story is long. And if you know me, you know that I like to yarn a lot. A whole lot. You won't get tired of me, Seth.
A part two is definitely coming.
Definitely. Then on 29th, we have Bifalashi's showroom event. Shout out to Bifalashi and the Knights of Maria. Yeah. Knights of Maria, I'm excited for that one too, by Santa Maria, because it's going to be a big event. Something that is not normal. This one is not normal Lagos rave.
Okay.
This one is different. I'm not going to expose their secret, but just trust my word. This one is different. Shout out to Santa Maria because they've been planning this for the longest. You feel me? Then on December 30th, we have Our Land. It's an hotel festival hosted by Budge. Yeah, that's his events. We have the New Wave Party also on the same day with DJ Bielski. Shout out to DJ Bielski, man. Then we have Roman God events on the 30th as well. And we close off for the year because man, guys, rest and enjoy my money.
So booked and busy is an understatement at this point.
It's an understatement too, guys. This one is overbooked. Bukola Saraki.
Okay, so tell us where we can find DJ Primo.
Yeah, you can find me on my Instagram and TikTok, Snapchat as DJ.Primo. DJ.PRIMEAU on all social media platforms. Yeah, and you can find me at my events for sure. When you copy tickets, you come and
buy. Yes, everybody buy a ticket for everything.
Buy a ticket. Don't come and disturb me. Free tickets. No, they are paying me to make you pay, not to be bringing free tickets. You know what I mean? You guys are missing for free tickets. Like, I mean, I still show love to my guys. Come on, man. Shit. But yeah, it's all love, man. It's all love.
It's all love.
One day, I'll throw a free event. One day. Because Lagos people like free things.
Do you get? No, me, I'm even looking for all the free ones. When I saw the Bifalashi, I was like, this is my shit. This is where I'm going to be at. Okay, so thank you so much for coming on. I'm very proud of you. Good luck in making everybody dance and have fun in December.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to party with Primo.
I can't wait to party with you too.
Ooh, okay. And I hope everybody comes to party with Primo too.
Yes, hopefully everyone comes.
Yes, they will for sure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day. Hopefully this episode comes out today. Let's see how fast I can work with you.
I know. Then we'll wait for... They will wait for part two. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Bye. DJ Primo tease me.